MTA and New York Police Department have different accounts of how they coordinated efforts to capture fugitive Maxim Gelman on a subway train earlier this month. Police accused Gelman of going on a killing and assault spree that left four dead and four wounded, most of them in his Sheepshead Bay neighborhood. 28 hours after it started, a transit cop subdued Gelman on an Uptown 3 train. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports.
Here's the timeline, according to police. At around 8:30 in the morning on February 13th, a Sunday, Maxim Gelman approaches a woman on a downtown 1 train in Manhattan. He swats a newspaper from her hand. She and another woman exit at 96th Street. Gelman stays on the train. Police say one of those women calls 911 at 8:38 a.m. That's when police decide to set a trap for Gelman at 34th Street. Police spokesman Paul Brown told WNYC, quote, "Police were in direct contact with one another and transit personnel at the 34th Street platform and in the train immediately. There was no delay. Our cops talked to each other by radio and to transit personnel on the platform and in the train face-to-face." But the MTA has a different account. MTA spokesman Charles Seaton says the authority learned of Gelman's presence on the train from, quote, "a customer who spotted Gelman and reported it to a station agent at 8:42. That's 4 minutes after the time police say they contacted the MTA. Even when asked about the police timeline, Seaton repeated the authority learned of Gelman's presence at 8:42. At 8:43, a minute later, according to the MTA, the transit authority notifies police and other station agents. MTA figures out the last train to leave 96th Street is now at 50th Street. The transit authority says police first contacted them at 8:44 with a request to hold the 1 train at 34th Street with the doors closed. But Gelman eludes the dragnet. He slips out between cars, crosses the tracks, and boards an Uptown 3 train. At 9:01, the MTA says it cuts power to all four lines in the area. The police say in the next 7 minutes, Gelman approaches passenger Joseph Lizito in the first car, tells him he's going to die, and stabs him in the head and neck. After that, police say Gelman bangs on the motorman's door. A pair of transit officers bursts out. Police say one of them knocks down Gelman, separates him from his bloody knife, and with the help of riders, subdues him. The 40-year-old Lizito survives the attack, but with serious injuries. When asked how well communication between transit and the police worked while Gelman was loose in the subway, MTA Chairman Jay Walder said,
"From everything that I understand, the communication worked exactly the way it was supposed to work. Transit takes the lead from the New York City Police Department in every one of these situations. I think it was handled in exactly the way the police had asked for it to be handled. And I'm very happy that the person was apprehended."
Gelman was arraigned on Wednesday on 13 counts of murder, attempted murder, robbery, and assault. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.